Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Sage Upamanyu, the Exalted Devotee of Lord Shiva, presented by Karthik Ramachandran Sheshadri. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Maduka Lochanaya Namaha. One who has, very beautifully here it is described, Mahadeva has honey-like eyes. Maduka. Maduka means honey. Lochana means eye. One who has honey-like eyes. Maduka Lochana Yanamaha. Ishana Ishwara Kalo Nishachari Pinakama. These names are very specific to Lord Shiva. Ishana Ishwara Shankara Chandrasekara. It comes in Amarakosham. Ishwara Sharva Ishanaha Shankara Kshuli Chandrasekaraha. These names are very specific to Lord Shiva. Amarakosham says that. Ishvara means the highest ruler. Ishana also means the highest ruler. That's why Ishavasya Upanishad given by Yajnavalkya Maharshi says Ishavasya Upanishad. That is actually glorifying Lord Shiva, the 18 verses. And then Shankara means the doer of good. Chandrasekara means the one who has the Chandra. Chandra Bhushana, one who has the Chandra on his forehead. Om Nandishwaraya Namaha. The Lord of Nandi. So Nandi doesn't worship anybody apart from Mahadeva. Yatanye cha bhaved bhaktim tvatto nityam maheshwara. Give me a boon, O Mahadeva, where I will worship only you and not anyone else. 213th chapter, Varaha Puranam. Very beautifully Nandi asks. So the Lord of Nandi is Maheshwara alone. Nandi doesn't worship apart from anybody apart from Maheshwara. Of course, Maheshwara means Parashakti also comes into picture. She is not avoided. One can never attain Mahadeva without by excluding Parashakti. So when I mean only Maheshwara, it means not worshipping Brahma, Vishnu or Indra. So it is only Maheshwara and the Shiva Ganas and Parashakti. Suvarna Yanamaha, who is golden in complexion. You have seen this many times. Hema, Suvarna, Hiranya, Hiranmaya, Rukma. All these names come in the Upanishads for Lord Shiva. So Suvarna, who is golden in complexion. Mahadeva alone is described as golden. Brahma is red in complexion. Vishnu is black in complexion. Mahadeva alone is described as golden in complexion. Apranasvat sarva eva suvarnaha. Hiranyashmashru keshaha. Chandogya Upanishad says. Everything is golden, O Mahadeva. Everything is golden in you. The mustache, your mustache is golden. The nails, your hair is golden. Your nails are golden. Chandogya Upanishad says that. And then, Atarva Shirishak Samasya Rig Sahasram Miteka Rig Sahasram Itekshanaha Yaju Padabujo Guhyak Prakasho Jangamastata. So here the Vedas are described as the body parts of Mahadeva. So he says, Upamanyu says, Atarva Shirishaye Amam Atarva Shirishaye Namaha. So Atharva Shiras Upanishad is there, but here Atharva Shira means the Atharva Veda is your head, O Mahadeva. Samaveda is your face. Rigveda, all the Rigveda mantras are your eyes. And Yajurveda are your hands and legs. That's what here it says. So all the Vedas are described as the body parts of Lord Shiva. Guhyaya Namaha. Who is the, all the, you know, the all the secret meanings in the Upanishads refer to you only, O Mahadeva. Kanchana Chavaye Namaha. Again, Kanchana. In the Kanchana Mala. When Upamanyu had the darshan of Mahadeva, he's described as Kanchana Mala. Samba Shiva was described as Kanchana Mala, one who was wearing the garland of gold. Kanchana means gold. Mala means garland. So Kanchana, so who is golden in color. So how we saw Suvarna, here Kanchana also says. And Basmashayo, Basmagopta, Basmabhutas, Taru, Basmashayo, Basmagopta, Basmabhutas, Tarurganaha. So he is Basma. So Basma is described everywhere. You know, Brihat Jabala Upanishad, Basma Jabala Upanishad talks about the rules and regulations of applying the Basma, the holy ash, the sacred ash, on 32 body parts. Jabala Upanishad, Jabala Maharshi is described as actually with eternally with Basma, and the one, you know, Upanishads described, Atyashramam, Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Shvetashvatara Upanishad is given by Shvetashvatara Maharshi. He is also described as Basmadari in the Puranas. Atyashramam also means, refers to Basmadharanam. Pashupatam, that is mentioned in the Atharva Shiras Upanishad, also talks about Basmadharanam. Agniriti basma vayuriti basma vyometi basma jalamiti basma stalamiti basma. Everything is basma. Fire, that is agni, that is earth, water, fire, air, ether. Everything is basma. Sarvam basma. So Atharva Shiras Upanishad. So, and one important thing to be noted, basmadharanam, that is, this alone is described in the Upanishads, not any other marks. Urdhva Pundra is not described anywhere in the, at least in the authentic Upanishads. It's only maybe in the later day Upanishads, but in the oldest Upanishads, if you see, it is only Basmadharanam. That is described as Vedoktam and Vaidikam. The forehead has been created by the creator like this to apply the Basma, told by Narayana to Narada in Devi Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 12th chapter. The forehead has been created by the creator like this to apply the Basma. So we have to utilize that. Daily we have to apply the Basma, which is very dear to Mahadeva. Basmadharana sampanno mamabhuto bhavishyati. So only by applying the Basma on the forehead and on the entire body, one can have my realization. He says, Mahadeva says this to Vishnu. Urdvaretase namaha. He is the supreme. Urdvaretam virupaksham vishvarupam namamyaham. Kailasa girivasine, one who is residing in the Parakailasha. Kailasa shikara abasa himavad giri kanyakaha neela kantam trinetram chatanme manas shiva sankalpamastu. 25th verse. Shiva sankalpa suktam rigvedam kilabhagam. Sagasrapataye namaha. So one who has thousands of legs, we have seen that. So in the Purusha Suktam, it starts off by saying sagasra shirisha purushaha sagasraksha sagasrapat. Thousands of eyes and thousands of faces and thousands of legs. So, thousand legs means not thousand. So, the Vedas cannot count, you know. It's like thousands and thousands of eyes. So, that's why his face is described as everywhere and his eyes are described as everywhere. He is present as the Sarva Sakshi. So, thousand means not limited to thousand. So, and Kanishtaya. Om Kanishtaya Namaha. Namo Jyeshtaya cha Kanishtaya cha Namah Purvajaya cha Parajaya cha. He is the highest, and also he is also described as the smallest of the smallest. He is the supreme. He is the greatest of the greatest and the smallest of the smallest. So he is present as in the size of a thumb in the heart of all the living entities. And that's where with this only the Upanishads say Anoraniyan Mahato Mahiyan. You are the smallest of the smallest and the greatest of the greatest. And Krishna Pingalaya Namaha. Very, very interesting name. Radagam Satyam Param Brahma Purusham Krishna Pingalam Urdvaretam Virupaksham Vishwarupam Namamyaham. Krishna Pingala. Very, very specific epithet used in the Vedas, Upanishads for Lord Shiva alone. And the Puranas use this word very alternatively, very, very specifically to Lord Shiva. And it comes, you know, where actually the personality to be meditated in the heart is actually this personality who is identified as Urdvareta, Virupaksha, Parambrahma, Krishna Pingala, who is righteousness personified, Ridagam, Satyam, who is truth personified. So that is Parashakti and Paramashiva. Krishna Pingala. Krishna means dark. So, Parashakti is sometimes, you know, described as dark in color. And Pingala means that yellow or golden. Mahadeva is golden. So, Krishna Pingala Yanamaha Ardhanari. Interestingly, Bhattabhaskara and Sayanacharya have interpreted this Krishna Pingala as Uma Maheshwara Dhyanam. Krishna, Krishna Varnaha. So, and then that is black, that is not black, dark in complexion, Parashakti and then Paramashiva. So, Uma Maheshwara Dhyanam. That's how they have interpreted. And many, many acharyas, many, many of the Shaiva acharyas have also spoken in detail about this mantra. Nagalinga Garu, Shrikanta Radhya, Shripati Pandita Radhya, Nandikeshwara Kashika, who wrote the who wrote a book on Lingadharanam. And many Advaita Acharyas also have agreed to this, like Sayana Acharya, Kanchi Mahapariva, Paramashivendra Saraswati, Abhinava Shankara, Appaya Dikshita, and also one more Acharya named Bhatta, one more personality named Bhatta Bhaskara has also interpreted this Krishna Bengala as referring to Uma Maheshwara. So keeping this in mind, there are references which I want to show. You know, there are references in the Shastras. Brihajabala Upanishad says, Ratagam Satyam Kadrudraya Yasya Vakankatiti Cha. So this Ratagam Satyam, what it says is that Brihajabala Upanishad, Ratagam Satyam mantra should be recited along with Kadrudraya when washing the feet of Mahadeva. Sutta Samhita, 1st Canto, 9th Chapter, 5th and 6th Verse. Ratagam Satyam Param Brahma Purusham Sambam Ishwaram Urdvaretam Virupaksham Kritidhyayan Maheshwaram. With a slight modification, it is present, but it says Sambam Ishwaram. But it aligns with exactly with the Ratagam Satyam verse in the Upanishads. And again, Sutta Samhita, Ratagam Satyam Param Brahma Purusham Krishna Pingalam Urdvaretam Virupaksham Vishwarupam Namamyaham. Very similar verse that we see in the Upanishads. Sutta Samhita, 2nd Canto, 10th Chapter, 46th Verse. And again, Sutta Samhita, 2nd Canto, 19th Chapter, 20th Verse. Ritakam Satyam Param Brahma Sampam Samsara Peshajam Urdvaretam Virupaksham Vishwarupam Maheshwaram. Shankara Samhita, Asura Kandam, Chapter 6, Sloka 46. Ritakam Satyam Param Brahma Purusham Neela Lohitam Urdvajvalanaretaskam Aprameyam Paratparam. Saura Purana, Chapter 45, Sloka 58. Satyam Brahma Mahadevam Purusham Krishna Pingalam Urdvaretasam Ishanam Virupaksham Ajam Dhruvam. Shiva Mahapurana, 7th Canto, Vayaviya Samhita, Section 2, Chapter 6, Verse 13. Ambika Patir Ishanaha Pinaki Vrishavahanaha Eko Rudrakparam Brahma Purushaha Krishna Pingalaha. Linga Mahapurana, Canto 2, Chapter 18, Sloka 38. Satyam Brahma Mahadevam Purusham Krishna Pingalam Urdvaretasam Ishanam Virupaksham Achodbhavam. So the reason I gave this is that everywhere, you know, even in Mahabharatam and Valmiki Ramayanam, there are references referring this Krishna Pingala to Lord Shiva. And Trayakshaya, one who has three eyes, is known for that. Trayambaka, Trayaksha, Trinetram, Trilochanam, all these come in the Vedas. And Mahadeva alone is glorified as three-eyed. Eternally, one who has three eyes, eternally. Vratadipak Param Brahma Bhaktanam Paramagatihi Vimukto Mukta Tejascha. So as I mentioned yesterday, I've only talked about selective names. I cannot cover everything. Yesterday we saw 31 names. Today we have seen somewhere around like 70 names. So because I want to continue with the episode of Upamanyu Maharshi. We can take up this Shiva Sahasranama, you know, the entire, you know, deep dive into every name. Maybe later. So here he ends, Upamanyu ends the Shiva Sahasranama by chanting Vratadipak Param Brahma Bhaktanam Paramagatihi Vimukto Mukta Tejascha Shriman Shrivardhano Jagat. He says, you are ultimately Param Brahma, again the supreme reality, and then Bhaktanam Paramagatihi, you are that ultimate gati, you are that ultimate destination for Bhaktas, and then Shriman. You are that Shri, you are that ultimate personality who is responsible for giving prosperity and Aishwarya to all the Jivas and all the Devas. Shriye Ruchanaha. I don't remember exactly where in the Vedas, but it says, the Vedas, in the Mahanyasam it comes, Shriye Ruchanaha. He is the person who has actually, who is that Adhikara, who has that Adhikara on Shri, prosperity. He is the giver of prosperity. That's why the Shiva Sahasranama ends by saying Shriman Shrivardhano Jagat. You are that personality who is identified as you know, the person who gives the prosperity or Aishwarya Shri to all the Devas and all the Asuras and all the Jivas.